The private health insurance industry believes that it can convince 300,000 young Australians to take up cover every year. This week, the federal government announced plans to reduce the cost of insurance for people under the age of 30. But there's mixed opinions about whether the measure will be incentive enough for young people to invest in private health insurance. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
The number of young people taking up insurance is set to soar, according to Private Healthcare Australia CEO Dr. Rachel David.
We've done a detailed actuarial analysis based on our own claims data and also market research. And we believe there's potential for 300,000 extra lives to be insured in the under 31 age group per year.
It's the first time the private healthcare sector has put a figure on how many young Australians it thinks will sign up to discounted cover. The measure is part of the federal government's overhaul of private health insurance. Dr. David says in order for it to be a success, the sector needs to sign up a minimum number of new clients under the age of 30.
I think we'd be disappointed if we got under 150,000 extra lives in that age group.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale, who was a GP before making the move to politics, is urging people under 30 not to take up the offer.
As somebody who worked as a doctor, people ask me all the time, for young, fit and healthy, should they take out private health insurance? And my answer is very straightforward. Don't do it. Put your money elsewhere. Save up to buy a house. Put some money away for a rainy day.
However, the move is being welcomed by youth health provider Headspace. Their CEO is Jason Trethowen.
Any opportunity for private health insurance to become more affordable, particularly for young people, and that's a good thing.
For every year a person under 30 has cover, they'll get a 2% discount, which is capped at 10%. That will be phased out once they turn 40. During the draft stages of the proposal, Private Healthcare Australia commissioned market research group Ipsos to test the idea on just over 2,000 people. It found saving to buy a home or paying off a mortgage was the number one financial priority among people under 30, and just 14% listed private health insurance as important. But the poll found a majority of young people would take out cover before they turn 30 if a discount was offered. Dr. Rachel David says building up the number of customers in the sector has huge benefits for people of all ages.
It does improve the risk pool and keep premiums down for everybody who's enrolled in private health insurance.
Stephanie Boris with that report.